This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Darlene Check is known around the world as a worship powerhouse. Her success as a worship pastor with Hillsong made her an international symbol of faith in God. But that very public faith was tested when she went through a grueling breast cancer diagnosis and treatment. She's openly shared her story, but her cancer experience has continued to shape her and influence her ministry. That's why she started the 1,000 Meals Project and is hosting Night of Hope, a cancer care fundraiser featuring special guest artist Marina Pryor, coming up in October. Pastor Darlene Check is on the line. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Lovely to have you with us.
Now, thank you.
You've been so open about your own cancer diagnosis in 2013 and the impact it had on you at the time. Now that you've got a little bit of distance between you and, I guess, your cancer experience, how would you say it's changed you?
Oh, it's changed me a lot. Actually, if you ask my children, they'd probably give you a really honest account. But, you know, it's changed the way I live. It's changed the way I take care of myself. It's changed the way, you know, I even live in my community. If I see people who are obviously going through chemotherapy or whatever, I go straight up and talk to them. It's just changed the way I do life, I think.
Yeah. One of the things that you kind of talked about close to the time was that, you know, you said you slowed down a lot and that you didn't want to live like a frenetic, busy life, that you wanted to live life a bit slower. So 5 years on, have you been able to sustain that?
Yeah, probably slower is not where I find myself.
Right.
What I've found is I'm living a lot more intentionally.
Yeah.
So, and look, and if my body, if I feel tired, you know, in the past I would have just pushed through. I just don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I just go, okay, I listen to my body. I take, you know, I eat well. I'm at the gym. I spend time with friends. I do a lot of laughing. And, you know, I think all of those things are a little, probably a more healthier, balanced life, a little bit more holistic.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful, actually, because I'm teaching my daughters how to do that earlier rather than waiting for a chaotic moment and responding.
Mm.
Trying to teach them to get in front of chaos. Treat yourself with a bit of kindness on the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of us, I think, are going to know someone who has been through this if we haven't been through it ourselves.
Right.
What can you tell us about, you know, the best way to support someone who's dealing with the uncertainty of cancer, you know, or perhaps even another really serious health challenge?
Yeah. Look, I think, you know, a couple of things that we can do really practically is just be present. You know, I think often we don't know what to say or what to do, and so people disappear. The thing that I needed was just people being present with my family and being present with me, not being scared of hard days, you know, not being scared of, you know, bad news. Mm. You know, Bible tells us don't fear it. And I had to really learn that, not fear bad news, just to, you know, one of my best friends who's way down the track in this journey, she's a real miracle as far as cancer goes. She said, you know what, if you let fear take you down, it's like everything else goes down with it. She said, so I've just learned to be really filled with hope. And then I'll deal with whatever challenges come one day at a time. And I think, you know, there's people bringing hope, people bringing lightness and joy. It just makes such a difference, to the point that even some people would pray for me and I could feel the fear in their prayers. Mm. And my husband actually one day said, enough. If you feel that, I want you to have the power to go stop praying.
Wow.
And I'm like, how could I ever do that? But actually, I got quite good at it because it's like they pray their fear, you know, God, whatever your will, you know. And I'm like, no, pray it with faith, please, or don't pray at all because it doesn't help.
Yeah.
You need people who are, you know, a bit robust in their faith to be around you when you're walking through a serious, you know, life-threatening moment in life.
Yeah, I remember you saying that you wanted to surround yourself with the faith of others as well. Well, what do you know now that you wish you knew then?
How long have you got, Katrina? Do you know what? I just, I wish someone had grabbed my shoulders years earlier and said, stop, you know, enjoy the moments. I wish, you know, that I had just listened and a little more carefully to my body, because, you know, I was chasing this lump in my breast for a couple of years, and inconclusive was always the answer. And now, I guess, you know, hindsight's powerful, hey, because now I would go, well, I'm not going anywhere until we have a conclusive. And that delay certainly made a difference to, you know, the prognosis. So, you know, just being a bit more confident, listening to your body and going, right, okay, let's deal with this. Let's not just pretend it's not happening and just get busy. So, you know, all of those things. And now I just want to help people who, you know, are also facing their own life challenging moment and just go, hey, you know, we're here. We'll be with you. We'll walk with you through this, and we're not shying away, however hard or however grave it gets. We'll be with you all the way.
Well, one of the things you've done on a very practical level is the 1,000 Mills project. I mean, I know you've done a number of things to help people with cancer, but this is one of the things that you're fundraising for. Can you tell us about that project and why you're passionate about that?
Well, why I'm passionate about it is that, you know, being in a church family, et cetera, you know, of the all of the months that I was in treatment, there just wasn't a day that went by that there wasn't someone cooking or someone, you know, making lunches for my kids or doing, you know, sending meals, doing the ironing. And through treatment, you know, you were welcomed into this world you never wanted to be welcomed into. But I found these just hundreds of amazing people, a lot of them going through treatment with hardly any support. So single mums, you know, losing both breasts, having to do treatment, still having to get up and get their kids to school. You know, maybe they've got help for 2 weeks, but this is a year process. And I'm like, after a while, I'm like, this is not fair, and we can do something about this. You know, I come from a church now on the Central Coast where I say to our church family, if you want to come to this church, you will never be thin, because everyone loves to cook and they love to eat together. And I thought, well, this is what we are good at. We can actually do something about this in our community. So that's how 1,000 Meals started.
And you provide meals to people who don't have that support of a church behind them. Is that the idea?
They get online, tell us when you're having your treatment, and we'll bring the meals for that week free of charge, and some of the basics. You know, just the milk and bread and some fruit and some eggs, and just to take that pressure off, because for me, all I wanted to know that my family was okay. It wasn't about me. It was like, is my family okay? How do I take the pressure off my family going through this? So, you know, I think for any parent, we all feel the same, you know. Just make sure you look after my family and we'll all be good. So that's 1,000 Meals.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that you're raising funds for at this Night of Hope. So you can tell us a little bit about what's going to happen on the evening.
Oh, it's going to be so good. So my dear friend Marina Pryor is coming, and she's just going to sing. And, you know, we've got live auction and auction items, and it's at this amazing venue that, thank you, Jesus, for John Singleton, who's, you know, rebuilding restaurants on the Central Coast, one amazing restaurant at a time. And this one's called Bon Pavilion, and it's in Mann Street, Gosford, and it is glorious. It's like a New York loft restaurant in the middle of Gosford, and they have beautifully given us the venue for the night. They are really working with us, and Marina was like, count me in. And we're just raising money for 1,000 Meals and also for another great service in our community called Coast Can Care, and they get alongside people with cancer and just make sure they're getting out and maybe doing an art class or doing some stretches, taking them to physio, all those kind of things. And I want to not just support our own projects, I actually want to get behind other people doing great things on the coast. So we're going to split the profits that night between 1,000 Meals and Coast Can Care.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing a little bit about this special night and your own story.
Thank you.
Darlene, I know that often you know, our biggest struggles, not always, but very often do open the door to our most powerful ministry. That doesn't mean, of course, our struggles aren't real, but do you feel reconciled to the role that the cancer has played in your life and in your ministry?
Oh, look, to be honest, I still don't say, oh, man, I'm glad I've had cancer.
No.
You know, I've just come through 5 years cancer-free, which is a big milestone to, you know, where I was at. And I am so grateful to God for, you know, the lessons I've learned along the way, for the people I've met along the way, that, you know, and there's lots of gifts that cancer gives you. So in that regard, I am going to take it and use it to the best of my ability. You know, I just thought, when God says it's my time, but I'm not giving cancer that ability.
Yeah.
So I'm just fighting back, you know, I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we do, right? We take these challenges in life and just use them to help others and do our very best in the midst of whatever storms come our way. And that's my goal through this whole thing.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for sharing, and thanks for what you're doing, and congratulations on 5 years cancer-free.
Hey, yeah, we celebrated hard, trust me.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've been speaking with Pastor Darlene Check. She's hosting the Night of Hope. It's a cancer care fundraiser. It's supporting the Coast Can Care and also the Thousand Meals Project. It's being held on Wednesday the 23rd of October at Bond Pavilion in Gosford with special guest Marina Pryde. Now, you can find out more or book your tickets at hopeuc.com.au. That's hopeuc.com.au. Thank you, Darlene.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.